With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz,
I'm on the radio now.
And Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
That was funny, Bobby.
I'm talking to my wife. She just came in the house, so in case she tried to holler at me.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Mike, how are you?
Doing okay, Terry. How's everything going out there in Vegas today?
Everything is fine. So now I was telling Bobby that BTR is having some issues today. You guys are kind of going in and out, and hopefully we can get through this with no problems. But I'll let you know if there's, you know, if it's something that we may need to reschedule. But anyway, if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Bobby Porter's picture. That will bring you into BlogTalkRadio.com. Scroll down and you will see the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Today we're talking to guitarist Bobby Porter about his new release, Coming At You. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Terry.
Now, are you on a speakerphone, Bobby?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes, because you sound kind of far away.
Okay. Okay, now.
Okay, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better. Well, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, I'm glad to be on Talking Smooth Jazz today.
And well, say hello to my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, meet Bobby.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
Okay.
Okay, I'm still kind of losing you guys, so we're going to trudge on and see what happens here. Okay, so Bobby, tell us about your CD, Coming At You.
My CD, Coming At You, is kind of special. It's actually my third CD. I have two others that I have done, but I have never got them to the radio. It's a special CD that I purposely prepared so that everyone will enjoy what they would like on that CD.
Mm-hmm.
Because I put some special touches in certain songs, and I wanted the whole CD to not grow stale on you when you listen to it.
Okay. All right. Now, why didn't your other two go to radio?
Well, basically, I didn't forge them out in that way. I sort of kind of put them on the musical stores. That's what I did. I didn't send it out to the radio, and that was the reason why. I guess I wasn't really thinking radio at the time, and so I just said, "Well, I'll just sit them out there, and then when I would perform, individuals have access to get to my music from that venue."
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Now, since the songs on the last two didn't go to radio, are any of those songs on this new CD Coming At You?
Yeah, I have two that's on there. I revived them, basically. One is called Memories of You, and the other is Uptown. But okay. Everything else that's on that particular CD is basically new.
Okay. All right. And this is, now, is this released on your label?
Yes, it is, on my label, Bopo Records.
Mm-hmm. And what does that stand for?
Bobby Porter.
Got it. Okay. Bopo Records.
Yeah,
makes
Bopo
sense.
Records. I thought I'd create that, you know, I had to think on it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a BOGO, I was some BOGO something. And I didn't want to infringe upon that. So I said, hey, I go with Bopo Records and see if it's out there, and it's not out there. And so I was able to get it established.
Okay. All right. So now tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started into playing.
Well, my background has always been a love for music. And actually, I used to sing when I was 8 years old. I've been singing from eight on up. And what happened was I loved music so much that my grandmother got me a guitar. And when I got the guitar from her, I could not play a lick. Mm-hmm. I had no idea how to really work the instrument. And didn't even know it had to be tuned before you could actually really play it. But I would just take it and bang on it anyway, because I thought I probably was doing something. And so after I had received the guitar, I think about 2 months later, 2 to 3 months later, there's some young guys moved into the neighborhood who can actually play. And we end up being close friends. And one of them actually asked me, did I want to play with them? And I said, yeah. So he said he would show me how to play the bass guitar. Mm-hmm. And that's the instrument I started off on, was the bass guitar. So eventually he taught me some of the basic things that used to play, something like James Brown, a little bit of Wilson Pickett, you know, used to do that Mustang Sally type thing. And those were sort of kind of easy formats of playing the bass guitar. And so once I learned those things, I eventually started playing with them for a while. And we would do certain little shows and some things that they might do at their home, because they had a kind of large family. So they would gather the family together, and we'd perform in front of the family. And that's how I ended up playing the bass guitar. But I took it a little bit further, because I always did want to play the guitar. So actually, after I found out, the format was basically the same, just a couple of extra more strings was involved. Then I learned how to master playing the guitar. And that's how I ended up playing music.
Okay.
Well, now, okay. Now, I want to ask Bobby, because I know that you also know how to play the piano and the keys and the drums, of course, the drums. So was that the same route that you took in learning those instruments as well, self-taught, or how did that come about, you learning the other instruments?
Oh, yeah, Mike. I'm self-taught. I play by ear. So eventually I know I can transform whatever chords that I was playing on my guitar, I would transform to the piano. And eventually I end up mastering playing the piano the way I would like to play it, but on the basis of using those same chords. And so I can kind of dip in between the rhythm where I need to put that piano. I basically can kind of hit where I want to put it. And I play that piano the same way like I play my guitar. Also with the drums, I can do the same thing. I can play the drums. And it's just by me playing by ear. And it's just part of that love in me for that music that I'm able to achieve what I'm doing. And I've just been doing that for a while.
Okay. Oh. So now are you playing multiple instruments on this CD as well, or did you hire other guys out to help you out with that?
Good question, Michael. Good question. I'm playing everything.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Everything in there, from the violins to the piano. I'm a composer and arranger, so I know exactly how I would like to have that music generated and propelled to the ear. And I'm mostly like, once I put something together, even though I have created it, I usually sit back and listen to it like I had no connection to it. So I can kind of feel what my audience and fans might feel once they hear it. And then I can know that it might pass, so to speak, because I'm not no musician no more. I'm just a listener.
Okay. Let me welcome to the chat room, Dabu One. Welcome to the show. Now, Bobby, your bio says that at age eight, you were singing, writing, and composing your own songs. What were you writing at age eight?
I was writing vocal songs. I wrote a lot of vocal songs. I do have another CD that I have not sent to you guys that's out there, and it's in iTunes. It's my vocal CD, and it's called Another Way, where I have composed 11 vocal songs where I'm actually singing on all of them and backgrounding it as well. And so those are songs that I have written when I was young that I composed and put together, you know, to this day, up to this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting that an 8-year-old will be writing and composing songs. So that's cool.
Yeah. Hey, I love that music. I tell you a little story to show how much I love the music. I had a stepfather, and he was a DJ. And, you know, back in them times, they had those hi-fi systems where you used the Fisher amp and the nice turntables. And he used to have these 15-inch speakers with the big box, and it had the little tweeters at the bottom. And when you fire up the system and put a record on, you can actually hear every instrument, from violins to the hi-hats to the drum. And I used to go in there and play his system because he showed me how to play it. So at times when he would not be at home, I would sneak in and play his system. But then when it was time for me to, you know, to get out of there, I try to put everything back like it was. And when he come home, he been to know I've been in there.
Oh, he probably knew.
Yeah, he knew. He knew because I thought I had put everything back like it was. But I must have missed something. And he'll holler at me about, Bobby, you been in my room? But I love that music just that much because it sounded so good in my ear.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I lost you there a little bit. So that's some of the issues we're seeming to be having here. But that's fine. I got the gist of the story. But, you know, as parents, we always know when our kids are in our things, you know, no matter how careful you think you are in putting stuff back together and we're in its place, it never works.
I found that out. But I thought I was kind of swift on that area, but I found that I wasn't.
It never works. Okay, so one of my favorites on Coming At You is Soul Delights. So I'm going to start with that. Tell me about this one.
Oh, Soul Delights, it's a song that I wanted to put together, but yet I didn't want it to be dull or get stale. So after I had constructed it and developed it, I sit down and I kind of listen to it about at least 10, 12 times to try to get a name for it, because actually I didn't have a name for that song. And so as I was listening to it and got through the whole song, I found how it made me feel so delightful about just listening to it. I said, man, that's real nice. That makes me feel pleasant. And so then I started to end up thinking, I said, well, that'd be a nice title. I said, it's good for the soul. So I said, Soul Delights. And that's how I ended up calling that song what it is now.
All right, this is Soul Delights. Thank you. That was Soul Delights from Bobby Porter's latest release, Coming At You. I like that one a lot. Very nice, Bobby.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome. Now, growing up, Bobby, as a young artist, who were the other artists that influenced you? Not just guitarists, but other artists as well.
Well, actually, Marvin Gaye, he was the man for me. And I did a lot of influences from The Temptations, James Brown, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, all them guys. Santana, other than guitar, you know. Wes Montgomery. So it's quite a few people that influenced me, has influenced me in that area. And I'm sort of kind of versatile to pick up some of their kind of style in a sense, so to speak. So those are the ones that have done that for me.
And how so with Mary Wells?
How far with Mary Wells?
How so did she influence you?
It was the style of delivery of the message behind the music. There's always a story in music, and I like the way someone can tell a story by singing a song. And basically, that's how I like to construct my songs, is to make sure it provides a story for the listener. And it may be something that they may have experienced, or something they may be familiar with, or something that they just might lift up their spirits, things of that nature.
Okay. Now, you are a composer. Have you written for other artists?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. I have... shared a couple of tunes with someone else. I'm just kind of waiting on them to give the go-ahead on that.
Okay.
But okay. I got music. I got music, Gary.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. Yeah.
You have no idea the music I got.
So when
I
was...
I got a boast about myself.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. When was Coming At You released?
2013.
Okay.
December.
All right. So you're probably working on new music.
Yeah. I got new music already done. I'm trying to, you know, it takes a while to propel this music where it gets to radio stations. I have delivered my material to a lot of radio stations, and some of the radio stations may say they'll do something, but then they renege on what they're doing. But I try to follow up to see if possibly that can be resolved somehow, but it don't necessarily be. So I have to sort of kind of sift through and find who will be considering me to play my music.
Right.
Now, Bobby, now where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Chi-town, the cold place.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
It was cold. Yeah.
Mike, it's the ice box, and man, we finna go through it right now. We're gonna have some this whole week, like, gonna be below.
That's right.
Yeah, it is biting too.
Okay.
So now, you know, like I said, well, Chicago is a good music town as well. You know, there's a lot of, you know, Nick Corleone is from Chicago. So, yes, there's a lot of great musicians from Chicago that's coming out of there with great music. So, yeah. Nice place to be from.
Yeah, it's a lot of us here. But we so spread it out, that, you know, we don't get a chance to really run into each other, actually. You know, because everybody's going in their own direction and doing what it takes to be done in order for them to, you know, achieve what they're trying to do.
All right, let's take another listen to another song on Coming At You. I'm going to play Eclipse. Tell me about this one. Tell me about Eclipse.
Okay, here's Eclipse now. I wanted to do something that would leave you sort of kind of mesmerized, but at the same time, it will hit you, and you wouldn't know it would hit you until after it was gone. And that's exactly how I came up with Eclipse. Eclipse is a song that if you not listening to it, it'll sneak up on you. And if you're listening to it, it'll sneak up on you. But the beauty of it is that when you find that you're at the full eclipse of it, then you realize that is a slamming song.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, let's take a listen to Eclipse. Thank you. That was another nice track from Bobby Porter's new release, Coming At You. That was called Eclipse. That was another nice one, Bobby. Very nice. Now, when I was doing my research on you, you know, there is very little that I can find on you on the internet because, you know, you don't have a website and you're not, you know, on any type of sites where I could find a lot of information on you. So how are you as an artist, how are you gaining exposure for yourself and making sure that people hear about you and your music?
Well, actually, I'm doing personal performance for certain gigs and certain individuals that's requesting of my services. And also I have access to other radio stations that's doing the same thing that you're doing for me now. And that's mm-hmm. helping me get a little bit more exposure as well. I'm sort of kind of new because of the fact that I just got started 2013. I really just got started. And I'm still sort of beating the beat, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
getting it out there to other people in other formats and other ways.
Okay. All right. Well, it's important that you know, you're out there and you get your music out there. And I actually, you know, found you, heard about you on Facebook. So that's a good thing. A lot of people are seeing you on Facebook. So that's a good uh-huh. thing. Now, are you going to be working on a website, getting a website up Reverb Nation page, MySpace?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have my own personal website up this year. So
okay.
I'm definitely working on that. I got a guy who's good at doing that, and I just got to collaborate with him and get it set up, and then I'll put it on my Facebook page so that everybody would know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned to Mike that you are playing all of the instruments on this CD. So does that mean that there are no other artists on here with you?
Nobody but me.
Wow.
Wow.
Now is that goes for your other CDs as well, or just this one?
Yeah, the other one as well.
Okay.
And the one coming up?
And the one coming up, just me.
Now let me ask you. Why don't you use anybody else? Is this just something that you want to do, or you know? Because I guess collaboration will be kind of help you out as well, getting out there. You know.
Well, mm-hmm. hey, Mike, that's a good question. For right now, it's not a lot of guys that's in the vicinity with me. I know a few guys right now that's playing instruments, but they basically doing their own thing right now. And what I was trying to do was to propel myself to another level. And I didn't have the time to, you know, converse with these guys to get what I need done musically. I mean, I know what's in my head, and then once I can do it, then I can lay it and get it exactly the way I want it and get it done quickly so that I can be able to be out in the public's eye so they can be able to receive the benefits of the labor of what I'm doing musically.
Mm-hmm. So you're not really working with anyone in terms of a manager or a PR person or anybody like that?
No, I'm going to be all that. I hate to say it. I'm gonna,
no.
Hey, you know why, Terry? Because, see, I'm starting from scratch.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I do know some, you know, I have got some encounter with other, you know, artists that's out there, you know, like Terry Tuck, David McLaurin, let me see, Kojak. You know, I know quite a few of them now, and we have been talking. So, visually, I know I'm going to cross paths where I'm going to end up collaborating and doing something with these guys. You know, as well as females, Joanna Johnson, she's a violinist, you know. So I got some things in the works where I can sort of kind of tap them guys, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But no, you're not alone in that you're doing everything yourself. You're wearing all those hats yourself. You're not alone in that. So, you know, I totally understand that. Totally. And it can be expensive, too, in terms of hiring people to, you know, do PR work for you and get you out there and get you noticed and heard and all of that. So that can be expensive. So I understand.
And you know, hey, Terry, you know, I'm not trying to cut you. I'm sorry. I got a friend of mine that's also just taking it on his own to do something So he's out there hustling for me because he knows the music is just that good, and he wants other people to hear it. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm appreciative of having an individual like that in my, you know, in my corner without me having to say, hey, what's that going to cost me to, for you to do that? But you know what? If it ever go down where I make it to a certain point, he's going to make it too.
Okay. Okay. Now, you said that you just got started in 2013. Aside from what we're talking about now in terms of getting, you know, exposure and getting your music heard, what other challenges are you facing?
Well, right now I'm facing a challenge of I'm going to have to collect me a band in my hometown. Like I said, I know some guys, but I'm sort of kind of waiting for them to get a little aware of knowing what's going on with me.
Okay.
And that will give me the view of knowing that they have the same mindset of saying, hey, you know what? I want to venture on this journey with you. And they'll come and get in contact with me because I see them most of the time. And sometimes they might ask me, hey, what you doing? And I say, hey, I got a CD out. Go check it out. And if they don't respond to that, then I know that you ain't really in tune with what you asked me. And then I had respond to you for it. You didn't respond to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to, let's play another song. And Bobby, I'm going to let you pick it.
Oh, you're going to let me pick it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go with Uptown.
All right. Tell me about Uptown.
Uptown. Now, that's one of my older arrangements that I told you I had on another CD, and mm-hmm. I sort of kind of revived it. It's a nice upbeat tempo song, but it has a funk groove to it, and it's very, very enjoyable. You cannot ignore it once you hear it.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're talking to Bobby Porter. His latest release is called Coming At You, and this is Uptown. right. That was another nice track from Bobby Porter's Coming At You CD. That was called Uptown. I like that one, Bobby.
Thanks, Terry.
Yes, I like that one. Okay, so now what, for your upcoming release, what are you going to be, what would that be like for you?
For my upcoming release will be?
Yes.
Very great. Very great. I got a CD in the wings, so to speak. It's going to be coming out. It's called Bobby Porter, Just Me. And those will be songs containing all of my originals. And it is very nice. It contains, I think, about 16 songs. This one.
Oh, wow.
16. Yeah.
Okay, and so now, is this ahead. In addition to the new one you're working on?
No, this is the new one that I don't really work on. It's done. It's just sitting in the wings.
Oh, okay.
It's already done.
All right. And when do you think you'll be releasing it?
Probably sometime later on this year.
Okay.
Midsummer.
Midsummer. Uh-huh. Interesting. You have a name for it already?
Yes. It's called Bobby Porter, Just Me.
You did say that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's Bobby okay. Porter, Just Me.
Just Me.
And you're going to be singing and instrumentals.
No, these are all instrumental, jazz instrumentals. Vocal CD. I haven't worked on one since the one I got out already.
Yeah.
That's no problem for me. I can do vocals like nothing. I have nothing, but oh man, I have songs. Like I said, I got songs. I got girl songs. And I'm trying to, you know, sift through. And find me somebody who's got the right voice for certain songs that I have.
Okay.
You know, I got a song called With Every Beat of My Heart. I got another one that's called Love Will Always Be Right Here With You and Me, things of that nature. So, and they are songs that tell stories and the experience of being in love and how to get through things and things like that.
And you're looking for a female for those songs?
Yeah, I look for a certain, it's a certain voice got to fit it. Mm-hmm. And I know that voice when I hear it. So as I listen to other artists on the radio, I'll know who can fit a certain song of mine.
Okay.
Whenever I'm crossing their path, then I'll bring it up towards them. Hey, I got this song for you. You think you like
okay.
it?
Okay.
And then I'll send it to them.
Okay.
So they can be able to, right. you know, to examine it and if they would like to, you know, perform it.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. So now, do you have any shows coming up in Chicago?
Not yet. I'm working okay. that out right now. Trying to get down there and to Buddy Guys for right now. But I got some things behind the scenes. I'll get in there eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, you know, it sounds like you're on your way and with this new release. Get some networking in and, you know, hopefully you can collaborate with some other artists and find that female, artist that you're looking for to help you with those songs as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm not scanning the, you know, perimeter. I am scanning the perimeter and I know that person is out there. So I just wait it out, but if not, then I'll find me one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of good talent there in Chicago, so I'm sure you should be able to find somebody there. Yeah.
You know, if I go to do an event and somebody else is there singing, then I'll approach that person about, hey, you know what? I got a song that you can sing. You interested? Mm-hmm. And they'll let me know there, yay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what about for Coming At You? Do you have any videos on YouTube for this CD?
Not. You know what, I did do a couple of shows where I got a couple of videos out there on YouTube.
Okay.
It's under, let me see. Bobby Porter Jazz.
Okay.
And I'm doing a little small thing, playing it live, though.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
You know, some of the songs I'm playing live, that's on that CD.
Well, yeah, that's good. And it's good to have videos on YouTube. That way, you know, people can see you. They can see you performing.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay. Cool.
Hey, let me ask you guys something. Where are you broadcasting from? Chicago?
I'm in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Oh, okay, good. You know, I was up there in San Diego last year. I'm planning to come up there this year, and maybe if I give you guys a call, maybe you can meet me.
Well, Mike is in Baltimore, so that'll be a little hard.
Oh, man. You got to wait till I come near you then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm supposed to be coming up to Los Angeles somewhere this summer. So
okay.
If that pan out, I'll be there.
All right. You're going to be performing there?
No, I'm not going to be performing, but I'm going to be in the vicinity. My wife got, you know, she worked for a renowned cancer specialist.
Okay.
In the field of cancer research. And she's got to go up there for a business. And so I'm going to be up there tagging along with her.
Okay, I got it. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to close the show with another song from your CD. I'm going to let you pick that one as well.
Okay. Well, this one I'm going to pick for you, Terry.
Okay.
And that is Flower in Your Pretty Hair.
Okay. All right. Tell me about that one.
Well, Flower in Your Pretty Hair, you know, it's a song that's sort of kind of similar to like the jazz that you probably would hear in the 60s, somewhere down in that era. And I put it together, and when I listened to it, I started thinking of a girl with a flower in her hair. That's what it sounded like it was saying to me, the music was. And so I ended up with that title based on the thought of thinking flower in your pretty hair and picturing girls with flowers in their pretty hair because it makes them look beautiful.
Okay.
And that's how that song come about under that title.
All right. Well, I will close the show with that. Mike, you have any more questions for Bobby?
No more questions for Bobby. Like I said, I like the music and everything. And like I said, keep on, you know, doing your thing, man. Like, so we'll definitely be seeing you in cities around the country soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad to meet you, man. Too bad I can't see your face. Hey, too bad I can't see your face.
That's all right. Well, I know who to look for when it comes to Chicago, then. Take that.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you, Bobby.
Oh, yes. Jerry. It's been beautiful. Hey, I want to thank you very much for honoring me to be honored on your show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It is our pleasure for sure.
Yeah, it's a privilege.
Yeah. Well, much
continued.
Yes. Well, much continued success to you. And, you know, we wish you the best.
Yo, thank you. Thank you. Hey, Terry, you know you can always get in touch with me now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You can always get in touch with me. My door is open.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. That was guitarist Bobby Porter. His latest release is called Coming At You. You can find that on iTunes and follow him on Facebook as well. Keep in touch with him. All right. So, Mike, before we go off, I just kind of wanted to mention saxophonist Hulan, who passed away yesterday. Leukemia.
Yeah, that was very sad. You texted me about that, and I was like, wow, that was a very sad story.
Yeah, Mike and I had the pleasure of interviewing Hulan in 2012 about his CD After Hours, and so we just want to send out our thoughts and prayers.
Doctor Hulan.
Yes, he was a doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he was a doctor of rheumatology, I believe. So very sad to hear of his passing. And so we just wanted to send out our thoughts and prayers and condolences to his family as well and let them know that we're thinking of him. Yeah. Yeah. Another one I have to add to my list for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on with you, Mike? We got a few minutes here.
Nothing much, Terry. Like I said, just getting ready for festival season to start. You know, once February is over, then I guess festival season is going to start up in like April. So, like I said, I'll be going up to New York in March to see David P. Stevens at the Houndstooth Pub up in New York City on March 21st and everything. So I'll be going up there, and I'll be hitting up Burke's Jazz Fest. And I got another guy, Andre Delano, who's going to be playing in Charlotte, North Carolina in July at the Queen City Summer Fest. So it's going to be a pretty interesting year. So like I said, just, you know, looking forward to getting back out and traveling and, you know, seeing some shows this year. And like I said, I look forward to, you know, you guys coming to Virginia this year as well, at the end of the year.
Yes, looking forward to that as well. And if you're visiting Las Vegas anytime, it was, let's say within the next 30 days or so, go to AliantéGaming.com for their upcoming jazz concerts. Jonathan Butler will be here in March, so you don't want to check him out. And hopefully they will be announcing their summer jazz series really soon. So, you know, when you come to Vegas, you have some place to come and check out a nice jazz show. All right. That is our show for today. I want to thank Dabu One for hanging out with us in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to close the show with Flower in Your Hair. That was from Bobby Porter's upcoming new release, Coming at You. All right, Mike, you have a great day, and I will talk to you later. All right, Bobby, thank you again.
And thank you.
All right, this is Flower in Your Hair. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.